Chetty, baby, I'm a rich man, Bobby. Shout out to Fat Boys, Fat Boys. Disorderlies, baby, classic film, starring the Fat Boys. It was a horrible movie, guys. But I loved it. I own it on DVD because I'm a fucking stupid piece of shit. But, you know. Boom, 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 boom. Say, how does it feel? Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man. Are you a rich man, too? You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to the Fat Boys, man. Hashtag disorderlies. That's what we're going to talk. This was called Hashtag disorderlies. Episode 23 of the Chatty Motherfucking Bobcast, baby. Where nothing makes sense and all we do is yell. You know what I mean? But hey, it works, man. It gives me a good rant. It gives me a good rant. What? I don't even know what I'm saying. It gives me a good time to rant to y'all. Because normally when I drive home, I've just got my iTunes, my iMusic. How old am I? Apple Music, Chad. You fucking geezer. My Apple Music blaring Memphis Rap on the way home every day. It's usually Project Pat or 3-6 Mafia or Young Dolph or whoever, Play a Fly. Something to do with Memphis Rap is playing in my radio on my way home from work. But, you know, once a week, I like to just yell at my phone, okay? So, I fucking love you. Hashtag Disorderlies. What a terrible movie. But I love it, man. If you haven't seen Disorderlies, well, you don't have to go see it. It's not a good movie, but the plot is the Fat Boys. If you know anything about the Fat Boys rap music, they're the ones that star in it. They're just a bunch of underachieving dudes, and somehow they land a job being the caregiver of this old rich man. Okay, and hilarity ensues. Okay, ridiculous movie, but I love it, dude. It sucks. But hashtag disorderlies. Yeah, it's hot as balls. It's just satanic hot outside. I've had my air on for a good 10 minutes and it's blowing cool air. You know what I'm saying? There you go. Do that illegal U-turn, bitch. Not me. This fucking Toyota, whatever, whoever makes Prius, go fuck themselves. But, yeah, it's hotter than fuck. It's 100 degrees outside, it's saying, in my car's saying. And my air is just blowing cool air. And it still says it's 100 degrees. So, I have no clue. I just know it sucks outside. To the point where my my bottle cap glasses fog up as soon as I step out of my car. It's fun play. God, I can't speak English. It's fun play game. It's fun to play a game that I like to call Canny or Canty, right? In that game, I have my glasses on and then I take them off. And what a ride that is. If I take my glasses off, I cannot see 3 feet in front of me. I'm not even exaggerating. I'm probably legally blind, but as long as I've got glasses on, I can see fine. If I've got contacts in, I can see fine if they're the right prescription. But if I don't have them in, we're all fucked. If y'all need me to do anything that has to do with seeing anything in like a pressure situation and I don't have my glasses on, we're in trouble. I can't see great with my glasses on, but I can see. I can function. But you would think I'd be able to see into the future and like Biff Tannen with the almanac with these glasses, but not so much the case, but I digress, you know what I mean? Hashtag disorderlies. We're at 23 episodes in, man. This has been a lot of fun. I want to say I've only taken maybe two or three weeks off since I started. Back in February or March, whenever it was that we started, I remember one night I was on the way home from closing at work, and I said, you know what, let me just try this and see what happens. And 23 episodes later, here we are. I appreciate all the, you know, the support. Any listeners that I get of this podcast is just really appreciated, because there's no point in it. I don't make any sense. I don't give any kind of inspiration. I just talk shit for 30 minutes at a time. But, you know, to each his own. I never get that right. I don't think that's how you say that. I never remember it. And I don't even know what it means. I guess everybody, whatever, different strokes for different folks, I guess, is what it means. But, so just, I'll just say that. It's a lot more work to say different strokes for different folks than to say the other one, but I know that I'm saying that right. So, you know, you got to make sacrifices in life, and that's one of mine. But I love you, everybody. I do. I love the shit out of you. I hope everybody's doing nice and well and good, and you're being nice to each other. And God, there is a guy up on one of those hoist things that works for the city that's repairing an electrical line in standstill traffic, and he's 30 foot up in the air. We're just like, that guy needs to be paid $60 an hour. I mean, I wouldn't do it for $60 an hour. I wouldn't do that. Because I'd have a heart attack and die the first time I got up on one of those. There's a special place in heaven for people that can stay, that can go up high like that and not get scared. Either that, or you're just not real human beings. You have no soul. There's one of the two options there. But, yeah. Somebody has a Ford Fusion that are behind me, and they've got a Fusion Racing stripes on the side of the car, and they've got a Fusion sticker going across the front. They are proud of that Ford Fusion. Hey, man. Different strokes for different folks, right? I'm going to get caught at the red light. Red light, red light. I'm going to be the last one. I'm going to be the first one to get caught. Emma, I'm running it. We're running it. Hashtag disorderlies. Oh, yeah. We survived it. Somehow it was still green. God, that's a record for that light. It's never been that green. What's going on in this Kmart parking lot? They haven't built anything in this Kmart parking lot. It's just been a meeting place for truckers and probably prostitutes for the last year or two. I don't know how long it's been since Kmart went out of business. But, God, Rivergate, anybody that's around this area, Rivergate is just falling apart. First, it was the Rivergate Cineplex next to the mall. That went out of business 5 or 6 years ago. This fucking 18-wheeler is not going to let me over. You piece of monkey shit. I hate your family. Fucker. God! People are just... He sped up on purpose so I wouldn't get over in front of him. There's a special place in Satan's den for you. You fucking fat piece of shit. You're fatter than me. I saw you when you drove by. I can call you fat. Because you make me look like fucking... Brad Pitt. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, first of all, it was the Rivergate Cineplex, a Rivergate 8, they called it. They never put anything else there. Then Toys R Us went out of business everywhere, which is right by that mall. Then El Chico went out of business, which is the Mexican place right next to the mall. Now they announced that the end of this year is the last of Rivergate Mall, and that mall has been there longer than I've been alive, and I'm 35 years old. And no, it's going to be gone. It's crazy, man. Kmart went out. I mean, everybody, Sears, everybody's just going out of business, dude. Online, dude. Everything's online. It's online, plural. Oh, God. You would think that I had a third grade education in the way I speak, but I graduated high school in the honor roll. I graduated an AB student my entire time in high school. Believe that, if you will. I was just good. I was just really good with the teachers. The teachers liked me, so I passed. It wasn't because I was smart. Sitting at another red light. Oh, man. We've been killing it with the Madden content. We're about to, the NFL season is upon us, just a couple of weeks away. And I will be, I will definitely be doing fantasy, doing a fantasy draft with some buddies from work. I'm also in a Madden league with some buddies from work. And I'm going to be in a different Madden league with Ivy and some buddies for PS4. So, a lot of football playing. You know what I mean? I've just never understood these gas stations that have firework discount outlets next to them. Like, how much business does a firework outlet do 11 months out of the year? I don't think that... I wouldn't see them doing any. Who the fuck's buying fireworks unless it's 4th of July? Like, who's going to shoot fireworks in October sometime? Or April? Like, I don't understand how that's a successful business model. Like, you could walk in that store right now and buy $400 worth of fireworks in fucking September. Like, what? Who's doing that? Maybe it's just a front. Maybe it's just like a trap house or a prostitution ring or something that they got there, and they just use that as a front. Who knows, man? I'm too scared to go in there because I'm afraid I'm going to run into, like, Captain Spaulding in real life or something like him. They probably sell some really good fried chicken, though, at those firework places. It's not as good as them gas station chicken sandwiches. It's chicken biscuits, though. Those were so good, I stored them in my pocket for 8 hours when we went on a Blu-ray hunting trip a few years ago. Hashtag never forget. But needless to say, when I did try that biscuit 8 hours later, out of that aluminum foil wrapping, it was not what I was hoping. It tasted like a chew toy. What I would assume a chew toy. I don't know what chew toys taste like, so there's that. But you get what I mean. You get what I'm pitching to you. There you get it. There you get it. Oh, God. I don't sound like a human being. Yeah, man, we're continuing to put out content. I'm putting out content, a lot of it, on the Chatty Bobby 1130 YouTube channel. We're also putting out steady content on the Triple Flix Mafia channel, whether it be movie reviews or movie trips or franchise rankings. I'm doing my Bobcast every week. Me and Jordan and Tony are putting out stuff for you guys every week, man. We're trying to. I just uploaded my complete horror movie collection video on my Chatty Bobby channel. I didn't realize I had over 700 horror movies. I probably only have 50 movies in my, or 40, 50 movies in my collection that aren't horror movies or sci-fi movies. That's just all I collect now. It's my favorite thing. Really looking forward to It Chapter 2 coming out in the next week or so. I still haven't got to take advantage of that unlimited Regal plan that I bought a month ago. Paying $20 for the first month, I didn't even get to see a movie yet. But once my schedule gets back to normal, I'll be going. But yeah, man, we're just trying to make things shake on a daily basis. We're just trying to. There's so many people out in the world that suck, man. They just lie, and they cheat, and they cheat, and they don't care about other people. They take advantage of people's kindness. There's so much shit like that out in the world, dude. And the thing that sucks the most is a lot of times you figure that out about people that you thought weren't like that. You know what I mean? You figure out that some people out there who you thought were your close friends or good people end up being just fucking shoes, dude. It's just so crazy to me that people aren't who they, you know, people aren't just honest and, you know, and forthright with, I don't understand. What motivates people to lie and take advantage of each other. I don't understand. But, you know, I mean, it's been happening for years, and it'll happen way after I'm gone. So you can sit here and question it all you want, but it is what it is, man. You just got to cut it. Once you find out you got that kind of shoo-shoo-ery around you, you just got to get rid of it. Very simple. Very simple, man. Just a simple kind of man. And won't you do this? Love none will stay. Shout out to my dad. Biggest Leonard Skinner fan in the world. I'm a huge fan of him because of my dad. He's the biggest Leonard Skinner fan on planet Earth. And you would never know that looking at him. He doesn't look like a Leonard Skinner fan would normally look in your head. You know what I'm saying? You expect a Leonard Skinner fan in your head to have a big long beard and mullet and, you know, cut off sleeve shirt, drives a Harley, and, you know, I mean, that's what you expect. But my dad's not none of those, but he's the biggest Leonard Skinner fan I've ever met. And they're one of the best bands ever, rock bands ever. So many heaters from Leonard Skinner. You got Simple Man, you got Tuesday's Gone, you got Working for MCA, you got Sweet Home Alabama, you got Freebird, you got Curtis Love. I mean, I could go on for days, the amount of heat rocks that Leonard Skinner has produced. But we don't have that long of a show, you know what I'm saying? I've limited myself to only 30 minutes, and we're going to stick to that. I think one time I did a 37-minute episode, and that was because it was a drive home where I got stopped by a train, and it was pouring down rain, and it was just a horrible experience. But I wanted to capture that for y'all, you know what I'm saying? So, you welcome! I need to get some collabity doodahs going on this channel, or on this podcast. I need to get Ivy on one of these. I need to get the Triple Flicks Mafia on one of these. Be fun stuff, man. I want you to do this. Oh, yeah, yeah. You love and understand. I know a little. Nah, nah, nah. I know a little. Nah, nah, nah. I know a little about love. Burn, 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 burn. Well, Curtis Law was the finest band ever played. Oh, do. Bow, bow, wow, 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 wow. As I turn into Jones from Police Academy, Jesus, Chef. Give him the full demo. But yeah, man, we're having fun, dude. It's getting close to holiday season. Shout out to DJ Drama. Holiday season! Every time I say the word, that's what I think of from those old mixtape days. But we're getting close, man. I see it. I see it around the corner. It's September, almost. We're looking at this as being released either on August 22nd or 21st. I don't know when. But we're just a couple of weeks away from being in September, which means we're only 3 months away, or 2 months away from November, which means we're only... I mean, we're close to the holidays. Let's just say that. They just announced that we're extending our hours for good at Best Buy. So from now on Sundays, we're open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, we're 9 to 9. Friday and Saturday, we're 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. We're extending our hours for all of you amazing customers to come in and not buy anything. So come on in. So now, instead of somebody coming in at 8:55 before we close, they're going to be coming in at 9:55 before we close and look around and not buy anything. So it's just putting everything off an hour. But hey, whatever works, man. We're going to make it happen, Captain. I'm ready for fall, man. I wish where we lived at. So I live in the Middle Tennessee area, and we used to have what they called four seasons. We used to have a winter, a spring, a summer, and a fall. #fall/autumn, right? If you say autumn for when you're referring to the season, you go fuck yourself. Who's saying autumn? Nobody. The only time I hear autumn is if it's like a girl's name. Like, hey, Autumn. Like, I get that. But, like, if you're calling the season fall, autumn, go fuck yourself. I think I've already ranted about this before, but I refuse to respect anybody that calls the season fall, autumn. Why? I can't, you know, it just feels like autumn out here. No! Don't say that. It's not correct. Stop. You probably drink unsweet tea piping hot if you say autumn. You're not a fucking American. Get the fuck out of our country. Calm down, Chadathan. Chadadai Douglas. Chadadai Springfield. Whatever works for you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're almost... We're getting there. It's finally dropped down to 93 degrees, so we're getting better. We're going downward. And there's a train. And the thing is, the train's going the same way I'm going, so I can't outrun it. Oh, stop, Chad. Stop it. Curtis Lowe, Curtis Lowe. Not my money, not my money, no. Tuesday's gone with a will. God, what is this? What are we doing? How is this considered entertainment? Why is that person standing all by their lonely? Just staring at the sky? What is going on in my city? They're running trains. There's middle-aged people just staring at the sun. Like, what are they trying to do? I don't understand. I'm not even going to try it out on the train. We're just going to sit and just wait. We're just going to wait, take this train to the face, and just fucking deal with it. It's not, at least it's not slowing down, I don't think. Look at these two young whippersnappers just waiting on the train. Are they walking? Take my money and have it for you. I don't know, man. I'm enjoying things. You know, we all go through ups and downs, man. And this last few days, I've kind of been down at points. I think it's just middle age, because I'm middle aged. I'm 35. If you want to be completely honest, I'm probably over middle aged. I don't know if I'll live to be 70. If I do, amazing. If I don't, it wasn't supposed to happen. But I think in my middle age, I'm starting to. I'm not having a crisis, but you know, when you. Oh, the train's over with. That wasn't too bad. Got home, feed the cats. I don't have cats. Fuck cats. I hate cats. I don't want to say hate. That's a strong word. I'm not a fan of cats, man. I'm a dog person. What were we talking about before that? Just me going through middle age. I think it's just... We all sit and wonder what could have been in life. And, you know, you sit, and you, this is at any age. It doesn't have to be middle age, but I found myself reflecting of when I was a younger person and kind of wishing that I would have did differently, made different decisions relationship-wise, made different decisions just decision-wise. Wish I would have made better ones. But it's easy to sit there and beat yourself up about that because you can see everything through a clear view. You know what I'm saying? You don't see everything like me without glasses on. You know what I'm saying? And there's time. And again, when I start to get down on myself about that, I sit there and say, well, what's that going to do? You know what I mean? But everybody does it. We all do it. We all sit and reflect sometimes. And man, like, God, 10 years ago, if I would have just done this differently, then I'd be at this point in my life. And I wouldn't be here. I'd be on, you know what I mean? But that don't do nothing but just cause stress. But as a human being, you can't help to do that every now and then. I just try to live my life as positive as I can. Will I be the most successful person financially? No. Will I be, you know, the least successful person? No. As long as I can keep a good set of people around me, whether it be family or friends, that truly love and care for me and want to enjoy life with me, then that's fine with me. Because, you know, you can sit here all day and talk about all this awesome stuff that you wish you had. But when it comes down to it, when your number gets called, you can't take none of that stuff with you. You know what I mean? You go in the ground, you know, dress nice, but that's about it. You don't get to take all your money and possessions and all that stuff with you. So that's kind of what I tell myself when I start to think, like, you know. But I'd much rather be a person like I am now that is rich with loving people around me than be somebody that's got a lot of money but don't have, but my personality is dog shit and I ain't got no friends and people that care about me. You know what I mean? Curtis Lowe, Curtis Lowe. So now that we've done our random moment of reflection there, Jesus, Chad, calm it down there. I hope everybody does well in life. Whatever it is that you want to do, as long as it's not hurting other people, then I wish you nothing but the best, man. If you're a supporter of mine and care about me and have helped me along the way, then I love the shit out of you. And I wish nothing but positive things for you and your family, your friends. Life's too short to go through it pissed off and upset, man. And I even have to tell myself that, because there's times where I get like that, you know? I'm just like everybody else. But I just want everybody to love each other. You know what I mean? I want everybody to have fun and enjoy shit. I will be glad when it gets a little cooler outside so people quit mowing their fucking yard. God. Just constant, just grass flying all over the world in this area. Just everybody, I mean, it's just, and people just mow all the time. Every day and a half, people's on their fucking yard, the lawnmower, mowing their yards. Like, oh my God. Like, I think once a week is sufficient. I don't think you need to mow your yard every day and a half, bud. The grass isn't going to kill you. But, you know, we go back to that old saying. What is it? Oh, what was it? I done forgot it from earlier. That's what old age gets you. Just memory loss. Was it one man's trash is another man's trash? No, it wasn't that. What was it? Not to each his own was the wrong thing I meant to say. Whatever floats your boat. I don't even remember. God. My memory is just, there's not a good one left in there. There used to be, but that has long since passed away. What's good for the goose is good for the gander? That's not it. Let's see. What was it, Chad? Think. Let's get this victory before the end of the day. I'm not going to remember it. I'm not going to remember it. To each his own. Different strokes for different folks. Gary Coleman. Anytime I have to try to remember that, just think of Gary Coleman, Chad. So, yeah. It's been a good day, man. It's been a good day. I hope whenever y'all listen to this, if you're going through some shit, I just want you to tell yourself that it's going to have to get better. You know? It may get worse before it gets better, but it will get better. And you'll make it through it. And I love you. But I want nothing but the best for you. And this has been episode 23 of the Chatty Motherfucking Bobcast. Hashtag disorderlies. Okay? Baby, you're a rich man. Go watch the movie for me. Now I'm going to tell you now, it's an hour and a half of your life you're never going to get back. So I'm going to need you to make that hour and a half sacrifice for me, just like you made this 30-minute sacrifice, because you're never going to get that back either. I took that from you. So, I don't think you'll be too pissed off at me after you watch it. It's not that horrible. It's bad, but it's fun. Okay? I love y'all. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe on whatever you're watching this on. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Triple Flicks Mafia. Subscribe to me on however you listen to this podcast, whether it be Apple, Google, Spotify, Pocket Cast, whatever this is on, Stitcher. Check it out for me. I love each and every one of y'all. Love, peace, and hair grease. Triple Flicks Mafia, bitch.